Welcome to Grown Ups Are Lucky, a soon illegal enterprise violating the sweeping thought laws we are not to speak about out loud. Each new episode is a highly illicit fiction, exactly 250 words in length, a small uniform containment, like a cell in a camp where they keep people who committed the crime of wanting to work hard at jobs nobody else wanted. Today's story is called Touch. A thing was invented that gave you a feeling for free, as long as it could keep track of what that feeling was and put that information in a database. So it wasn't technically free, but everybody had one. It felt like you'd never be in touch with anybody if you didn't get one yourself, which is kind of like being free, you told yourself. The thing immediately took note of your saying that. It was beautiful and slim, this thing, and it noted that you felt that way as you continued to hold it. Some of the other feelings it gave you were attention, loneliness, attention, and even lonelier loneliness, rage, and a feeling that you needed to buy something. You connected with friends with whom you were already connected, but in ways that left you feeling disconnected. So you tried harder. It shared with you concerns your friends were worked up about. You needed to know more, and it took note and said, "I will give you whatever you teach me to teach you to want to want." Weirdly, you found what it found you wanted was to become more and more anxious. You intended to put it down, but you didn't know how to get anywhere or pay a bill without it. You put it down anyway, immediately feeling anxious about missing out on things that might make you feel anxious. Finally, you picked it up, and it told you you had elected Hitler, but orange. Thanks for listening. While we describe all of these prose miniatures as fiction, today's story was in fact true, which is why, given certain campaign promises regarding dissent and firing squads, we recommend you not mention this to anyone you have reason to believe you can't trust, which, looking at voter data, is anyone who isn't a black woman. In the deja vu of distressing election outcomes, there is the formulaic rush of the media racing to explain to you what happened and why. We don't want to do that to you. That said, if you want something to point your fingers at, we encourage you to save at least some of your ire for artificial intelligence, which, despite all of the articles about when it will arrive and what it will look like, is already here, gorging on energy we ought to be conserving so that it can write every college student's term paper as well as opinion pieces credited to New York Times opinion columnist David Brooks. We would like to posit that the moment we began to replace human editors with algorithms, we set ourselves on a collision course for this recurring menace who has been empowered again to criminalize the federal government while dressed as a clown who fillets microphone stands. Our thinking, which is probably flawed and certainly not original, is that these algorithms, which, as an aside, don't we deserve some transparency from their authors as to what things they prefer that we prefer? Anyway, these algorithms, over time, were refined based on observing the choices we made, what we consumed, what we clicked on, when and where and for how long our attentions delayed, when we saw shoes or cleavage. And while we just complain that their workings are vexing in their opacity, we do know that they are all driven by profit, and that profit is driven by our engagement with, well, anything that will keep us around long enough to sell us things, as well as learn more about us, to sell to the entities that would like to sell us more things and shape our behaviors. And it just so happens that nothing engages us quite as successfully as our outrage. We get angry just thinking about how angry we get. Do we get as angry as a young incel who learned about the world through his phone because his parents gave him a phone so that they could have more time for their phone? We have no idea. But we know we've been angry. And we know that it's an anger that's difficult to quit. And thus it occurred to us in one of those fleeting moments where our attention wasn't with our phones, that if the AI could design a politician who could most effectively elicit rage, regardless of the user's values and affiliations, be it the outrage of relentless cruelty and vulgarity, or the outrage of being told we didn't see what we know we saw, or the outrage felt in the reflection of his outrage, which, as fraudulent as it seemed to some of us, and no doubt further enraged us, for others it nevertheless felt true or resonant with their own outrage and sense of betrayal and abandonment. Or so David Brooks probably tried to tell us in a column we found too enraging to read past the headline, which, if not composed by the AI, was most certainly phrased in a way based on user engagement data collected by the AI. So, if you are feeling powerless and helpless, well, that's definitely the design of the looming fascism. But maybe it's also our conceding all of our behavioral decisions to the algorithms. We don't know for sure, but we do want it to stop. We are so tired. Take care of yourselves. And consider, anytime you have a choice between consuming information in a way that trains the AI to in turn train you how to think, or some other analog option, be it a conversation with a human, or a book, or a magazine, if they still exist, or a compelling documentary in a theater, do they still exist? Or time unplugged with your own delicious brain. We recommend the route that eschews models of profit, no matter how compelling their promise to make your life so much easier is. Goodbye. Thanks. Goodbye. Today's episode was brought to you by advertising. Advertising, it's that bit of programming you endure all while telling yourself the main content is free. Even though there is something about that main content that, well, we can't quite put our finger on it, but it sure makes us feel like we ought to watch a little more. But first, a word from our advertising. How else were you going to cure that rash that may or may not be a side effect of that other product you purchased because it just felt right for you in that moment? And besides, you deserve it. Like an open road, waiting for your giant vehicle, where the only traffic is just one more word from our advertising. How else are you going to learn about yourself? And at prices only fools wouldn't take advantage of. Advertising. For more information on the author, please assume he, they, them, her, it do not exist and never did. This entire experience is something you imagined. It never happened. We saw nothing. You saw nothing. We don't even exist. Everything around here is great. We have zero complaints and mind our own business. Nevertheless, you can visit the website of a God-fearing author that didn't make this at www.thejasonporter.com. Please visit there for more information about more information. Take care. God bless. Goodbye.
Reproduction of all stories is strictly prohibited without express permission from the author. Mm-hmm.